What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Ralph Gillis, or Giles, I'm not sure. Automotive design, this is from Abstract, Season 1, Episode 5, the Netflix series. This episode follows Ralph as he and his team is preparing to kind of unveil their concept car for what will become potentially the new evolution of the minivan with self-driving cars. And it also follows Ralph and tells the story of how he became in charge of global design for Fiat Chrysler, and kind of his journey in that, and how he was a kid, like a lot of kids that like to draw, tend to draw cars. I had a little phase where I drew cars, but wasn't really into cars enough to really get obsessed with it. Ralph, on the other hand, was obsessed with it. He wrote a letter to the CEO of Chrysler at the time, because they were like the third known car manufacturer, but they were known for being very creative with their designs, their car designs. And that's something that Ralph kind of enjoyed. It was the car manufacturer that he enjoyed. So anyway, or it was a commercial, actually, that inspired, like his mom was a fan of it or whatever, and she told him to write. Anyway, he wrote a letter to the CEO, and some kind of assistant wrote him a letter back, just thanking him for reaching out, and gave him schools that they recommend he go to learn automotive design, so that he can be prepared to be hired by the company if that's what he chooses to do. And he kind of did for a little bit. He followed the dream, didn't really like school, dropped out. Eventually, his brother came to visit while Ralph was living with his parents, with their parents up in Canada, where he's from, and motivated him and forced him to put a portfolio together to submit to eventually work for Chrysler. And eventually work his way up through the ranks of the design team to where he became, eventually, when the company was owned by Fiat, their company came in to fix all of the shit, especially after the automotive bubble collapsed in like 07, when all the car manufacturers needed loans from the government to kind of get back on track. One of the stipulations with their loan was that they be run by Fiat, an Italian car manufacturer. And in that, Ralph ended up being in charge of global design. So as far as the brands, and Fiat is a brand we definitely see now in the States ever since they took over, but you know, you have Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, anywhere from the Viper, you know, that whole racing division to their luxury cars in, I forget what the luxury car is that they make. So he kind of oversees all of those different design departments. So his story is interesting. I enjoy it. You know, it's one of those things where the only way to guarantee failure is to quit, and if not for his brother, Ralph would have guaranteed his failure and never even given himself a chance to see where his abilities could take him, and his passion of automotive design. So it's fun, and you also get to see him interact with his design team and, you know, kind of see the politics that's involved with designing cars. But also it kind of gives you the perspective on what it takes to design cars, how like the time frame of how long it's going to take to develop and get the cars made, let alone how long they should be lasting in circulation as like a relevant design. Like it's kind of a weird way to look at designing something where it has to last a long time, the design. But also looking towards the future of self-driving cars and what it means for humans to exist with cars being a different type of a device rather than something that you actively use. It's going to become what they think as a just a separate living space. And Chrysler, which is known for inventing the minivan, it's kind of the reinvention of what it is to have to, you know, create a minivan. What it means, because minivan, you know, it's a whole family vehicle, a lot of passengers can sit in it. And how do we make that look something that's more appealing, like a living room would feel like? So it's interesting how they how much work goes into them understanding what it is that they're making, and then also just how everything is going to work within this new space, you know, checking from the smallest details of what it feels like, what the buttons on the steering wheel feel like on your thumb, to, you know, the user interface on the dash control panel. Super interesting in a lot of ways. I mean, I love technology in general. I'm not a huge car guy to this day, but if I had money, I think being a car guy, I mean, there's definitely, you could be poor and love cars. I mean, it is definitely not something that you have to be wealthy to enjoy. But it's one thing that I could see myself enjoying more of if I was wealthy or had a lot of money to actually afford to buy fun cars. But still, as a piece of technology that's evolving and changing, it's interesting to see it from that perspective, what it takes from like a design perspective. And then also just hearing his background is super interesting. Very interesting all around. Seeing his journey as a designer, his story becoming a designer. The car itself, I mean, it definitely gave me an appreciation for the brand of cars. I mean, I drive a Dodge minivan myself, but I would love to get any of the, I think the designs of their cars, I enjoy the fact that they're making low cost, interesting looking cars instead of just, you know, cookie cutter, like trend of just generic whatever. But cars never were something that I've been super into, but I enjoyed this episode nonetheless. From just an overall seeing what it is to when art and corporate kind of have to merge together. And anyway, I love it. So that's episode 5 of the Abstract series. It's on Netflix, season 1. There are 2 seasons. I'm going through episode by episode each week, kind of talking about each one and what I liked and things like that. So go check it out. Episode 5, Ralph Gillis, Automotive Design from Abstract, Season 1, Episode 5. That's it for this episode of The Ray Taylor Show. New episodes come out every single day. Subscribe on IGTV, YouTube, and everywhere else podcasts are found. Go buy my artwork. I make artwork too, and you can buy it. I make paintings, ink paintings on paper, abstract portraits like you've never seen. It's kind of a style that I've been trying to develop over what is close to now 1,000 original paintings that are for sale, different sizes and prices. So go check them out and save 25% when you use coupon code RTS. Follow me on social media @RayTaylor. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out.